Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed the blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
The blessing that comforts us and a part of our daily life. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus, and we, as we're walking this Christian life, I'm glad I know you.
Glad I know you.
Good morning, everyone,
and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. It is indeed a privilege to share this platform and to be back. I've been gone about a month for a break. I've been working extensively. But we're in James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. And this is what James had to say. He said, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. We closed about a month ago on point number one. James suggests four things that we must do if we're going to overcome, and we need to find out how to overcome temptations and trials, that we will not submit to those things and sin against God and against others. James says, number one, the first thing that we need to recognize and that we must do is that we must submit to God and resist the devil, verse 7. Secondly, James suggests to us that we need to draw near to God and repent. Thirdly, he says, we must be disciplined and deeply, mournfully concerned, verse 9. And last but not least, James says, if we're going to truly be successful with the combination of all three of the previous, we must finally humble ourselves, verse number 10. On the last broadcast that we were on, I suggested to you that the word submit means to put yourself under God, under his care, his power and strength, to yield to God, to his will, his command, his instruction, his law, his behavior, his word, to surrender yourself to God for him to strengthen you so that you can do exactly what he said. I stopped by to tell you this morning that if we think that we can do this thing in and of ourselves, we just don't have the power in and of ourselves. We need to submit. We need to put ourselves under God's care, submit ourselves unto his will, his instruction, so that we can do exactly what God asks of us. We cannot do it in and of ourselves. Secondly, James says, we must resist the devil, which means to stand against the devil. It means to exert energy and effort to oppose and defeat the devil and his temptations, to keep our minds and energies focused upon counteracting and conquering the temptation of the devil. Both of these words, beloved, are military words. Therefore, they are urgent and they are imperative. James is not merely making a suggestion to us, unto his readers in the day he wrote this epistle. These are urgent imperatives. These are commands that James have given us from God through the Holy Spirit that we must absolutely do if we're going to be able come temptation. They are from our military word commander, God himself. When temptation strikes, submit yourself to God. Do exactly what the military commander says. He has the overall plan and all the armament and firepower at his disposal. His grace and power can defeat the enemy. Submit yourselves to God and his word of command. And what this means, beloved, is to focus your mind upon God and his word immediately when temptation strikes. Turn away from the temptation. Push it out of your mind and begin to think about God and go over and over his word in your mind. Just begin to resist the devil by focusing your mind upon God and his word. Persevere in following God's command and in resisting the devil. When you do, the most wonderful thing will happen. The devil will flee and the temptation will be gone. Remember, this is exactly what Christ did in Luke chapter 4, verses 8 and 12. Listen to the book. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Notice that when the devil tempts Christ, Christ immediately goes to the word. Listen to verse 8 as well. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Again, Christ immediately goes to the written word. And finally, in verse 12, and Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, going back to the word in the Old Testament, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. As elementary as this may sound, as simple as this may sound, there must be power that is given to us when temptation comes that we go to the word, because he gave Jesus power to resist the devil. Now note the critical point. We must both surrender to God and resist the devil. Both are required. And when the devil or temptation confronts us, we can never defeat him and his hordes of evil by standing and fighting alone, by going on our own way, by giving in a little, by refusing to listen to our commander's word. We must submit ourselves under the care and power of God. And we must resist the devil. We must take a stand against his tactics to destroy us. We cannot even listen to the enemy's tempting offer, not even for a moment. Picturing the temptation moves us a long way down the road to defecting and sinning against God. The only way to conquer temptation is to immediately submit ourselves to God and to immediately resist the devil and his temptation. We may have to struggle. The images of the temptation may attack and attack us. But if we will attack back by rolling God's word over and over in our mind, the temptation will flee. As we close, God's instruction about how to overcome temptation works, even if one has been enslaved by some sin for years. Submitting to God and resisting the devil will cause the devil and temptation to flee. But note this, if a person has been enslaved by the sins of drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, smoke, pornography, overeating, whatever the temptation will continue to attack him for days and perhaps even weeks, months. But the believer must remember something. He is now in the army of God. He is now a soldier under the command of God. Therefore, every time the enemy attacks, the believer is to submit himself to God and his word, and he is to resist the devil. He is to persevere and keep on persevering to submit to God and resist the devil and keep on submitting to God and resisting the devil, and he will discover a wonderful thing. As time passes, days, weeks, months, the devil and temptation will flee farther and farther away from the attack, fewer and fewer the times the attack will come. The believer will walk in more and more victory over the devil and his evil. The believer will never be completely without temptation, but he will walk through life more and more victoriously, triumphing more and more over all the evil that the devil tries to tempt us with. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we're thankful for this opportunity which you have given us. We trust and pray all that we have said has been in harmony with your will. Your word has fallen upon honest and sincere hearts. That whatever we may be struggling with in life, whatever may be our stronghold, that we will submit ourselves under your care and to take a stand by resisting the devil so that the devil will flee from us. Father, bless all that on the call. Bless those that may be going through difficult times at this present moment. We ask that you would look into each individual situation and grant according to your timing and according to your will. And if peradventure you decide not to answer our prayers as we ask of you, we simply beg of you to give us the strength to endure, to remain under your care, and to have the power to resist the devil that we may overcome. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.